Well, listen, McCafferty's already has two bars in Donegal Town on the same street, and now they're looking at an extension of one of the bars, which will basically take up most of Key Street in Donegal Town, like, you know.
Yeah.
Listen, I've nothing against McCafferty's, but I think it's just it'll you know, Donegal's a very historic town. It's a very old market town, like, you know, and you know, basically it's known for their castle and the Hanweaven. We have McGee's and different shops they got there, and and it's a place that people can come and explore the rest of the Northwest. But McCafferty's, you know, they're got very large, very quick, you know, and like I say, they had the place where it was their Connell Bar originally, and they bought the place next door. They have a pub there. Then last Christmas, they opened Dom's Pier 1 down at the bottom of the same street.
Which was lying empty.
Which was lying empty. I've nothing against the
open
bars.
No, I'm not being argumentative. But I would have thought I would have thought for a town that's reinventing itself and has seen a huge boost in tourism, I would have thought this is fantastic news, but you see it differently.
It's just like a lot of the people who come to McCafferty's, and I've not nothing against anybody or what they do, but a lot of people come to McCafferty's. They come on buses on Friday night or Saturday night, and listen to they spend their time in Donegal Town, but they spend their time in the one place in Donegal Town, and then they go to the chip shops or whatever is on the way home, and get back on a bus and head off again. You know, we have a lot of people that come to Donegal Town, stay in Donegal Town. And they like the quiet atmosphere. You know, you have traditional music in some of the pubs. You have quiet pubs. You have pubs that always had live bands. You know, remember myself years ago, the Abbey Hotel, you know, was very busy on a Saturday night. Now McCafferty's is very busy, and fair play to them. Let them have it. It's great to have somewhere for young people.
But the Abbey Hotel's Abbey Hotel's packed every other weekend with country weekends.
Yeah, but they're not. The difference is they're not taking over the whole of the street. You know. You know, do you look at
as I say, I'm not being argumentative, but if you start at the left of the Central Hotel and you go all the way to the right of the Abbey Hotel, that pretty much is that side of town.
Yeah, but they're not all offering the same thing. You know, right. The Central Hotel has the swimming pool, and it has a small bar with you can kind of require a quiet drink. And the Abbey then has the country weekends, like, you know, and other pubs of different things. But I just feel that. You know, and as well as that too, when they took over Dom's, you know, I just personally think the outside of it looks hideous. You have all these big cigarette signs and stuff like that, you know, and it's very...
You're on about the old school signs, aren't you?
It's very London, it's very plasticky, it's not traditional what you look
but
for
in
traditional
Donegal Town. Your personal opinion though, Jimmy. Like, this is... talk about the economy of Donegal Town and its growth... I mean, you paint a picture that they just come in and then leave. You know, accommodation is at a premium in and around Donegal Town now. The ice cream shops, the coffee shops, McGee's Calf, all the other shops around the town, they're seeing all footfall that arguably wouldn't be there without this type of development. On a scale, it was there, don't get me wrong.
Arguably, that's correct, because I would argue that this kind of development will not bring nothing to McGee's. Mm. Bring nothing to the ice cream shop. It'll bring nothing to the owner design or any of the restaurants around Donegal Town. It'll bring a lot of people to Donegal Town on a Friday night and a Saturday night.
Yeah.
But they leave again later on a Friday night and Saturday night.
But the only place they'll go is
the chip shop. Well,
yeah, but we don't know that.
We can only go by what we do know.
I know, but you're asking for a public consultation on what you suppose is, like, anyone I know to Donegal Town stays overnight.
Yeah, but I'm not on my own. Like, there's a lot of people from Donegal Town.
Yeah, okay.
At the end of the day, the people who grew up in Donegal Town, people who live in Donegal Town, have businesses in Donegal Town. Some of them have been there all their lives. Some of them have been there for the family's been there for generations. Mm. I think they should have a say.
I don't disagree with you, but I mean, as you know, I'm from that area, and I've gone from the age of 8 seeing people objecting to everything. I remember being at a town hall meeting in the John Bosco Centre, must be 30 years ago, when they were trying to get Tesco into Donegal Town, and people were objecting because they were afraid it would depopulate the centre of the town. Like, planning objections have been a theme. Like, they're extending, as far as I'm aware, and I've nothing to do with the company, and I don't even go out in Donegal Town, but they're extending the pub into a Bookies. So it's one less Bookies. Is that not good?
No. Well, the bookies have been there. I don't go to the bookies already. I've probably been there once in my life. But like at the end of the day, it's another business that's going to close, and I've nothing against bookies either. Like, you know, but I don't see why.
I wouldn't be a fan.
Don't feel that plastic McCafferty's sort of sign the whole way up Quay Street is going to be a
right.
positive
okay.
thing.
Okay, too much too time. Soon, yeah. And he don't like the decor.
And I'm not objecting to it. I'm just opening the conversation. Okay. You know, a lot of people in Donegal Town have contacted me to say that they're not happy with
it. Well, let's
know?
Throw it and out there. Let's throw it out there, Jimmy. No, exactly. And you're there to speak to your constituents and to represent them. And no one's criticising you for that. I hope you don't believe I am, but we have to have a convo and look at different points of perspectives. Thanks, Jimmy. And we contacted McCafferty's for comment in relation to that as well.